This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a shout of special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody working on the Third Watch, a special thanks goes out to keep America rolling along, as well as let's also get out there the fact that the truckers out there, we appreciate what you're doing, keeping things moving. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now for hour number two, we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Kyle, we've got a caller on the line, and, of course, our policy is always to go to the callers. So, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Judy in Sarasota.
Judy.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
And hello, too, to Kyle. I want to say, I heard you mention the devil, Nancy Pelosi, before.
Yeah, I did.
I have a concern. I heard her speaking about Joe Biden and what a wonderful job he did with this horrible situation in Afghanistan.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then when she was done speaking about that, I could tell she was getting very antsy that this infrastructure bill was coming down the pike.
Of course.
And she's getting very pushy again, Captain. Deja vu of the Obamacare, you know, what she did to us during that. And I just wanted to remind everyone that this is coming through. We got these 19 senators that are planning to vote for this. And if they vote for this, it makes them no better than this messy bunch of Democrats. I mean, it makes them as bad as these Democrats are. And I just hope that all the people in the states in which these senators are connected to, that they will get on their phones and make these phone calls and lay it on the line to these fellows, to our Republican senators.
Right. Yeah. And I'll give out the telephone number here in a minute, too, for everybody.
Okay. But, I mean, you know, do they really want to, these Republican senators, do they really want to hitch their wagon to this? Is that really what they want to do? They really want to look as good as the Democrats look right now? I mean, it's pathetic. It really is. And I'm so sorry for this Afghanistan situation. I can't tell you how bad I feel about this situation.
Well, we all feel bad about it because we know what they're doing. And I already made a comment here about the fact they're going door to door. They got the names. They got a list of the names of the people that worked with us, and they're going to their apartments and their houses and just walking in the door and killing them.
Pathetic, isn't it?
Yep. When Joe said he didn't know about any, God forgive him if he didn't know about anybody being killed, he had no idea what was going on.
Well, I saw the picture of that one woman that they killed her because she wouldn't wear her yep. or mashed, or, you know, and then that baby laying yep. half dead.
Yep.
That was heartbreaking.
Okay, well, Judy,
then, you know,
Judy, you have yeah. yourself a good night. I'm going to give him the phone number now.
Yes, Catherine, please keep on that to remind them, because we never know when. Do you know when this infrastructure bill is coming up for a vote?
When they get back from their time off.
Yeah, when they get back. Okay,
yep.
we'll work on these constituents. Okay, Catherine,
yep.
thank you so much.
All righty. Whoops, I'm sorry. I just hung up on her indirectly there. All right. Well, the number, Kyle, is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121 is the number for the Senate switchboard. Now, I'm also going to give you the House switchboard because you should have that, too, in your speed dial. This is for the House of Representatives, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. You put that in your speed dial and put down House of Representatives or something like that so you know that's the House. The other one's the Senate, 202-225-3121. Keep the pressure up. Call these people and say, hey, we're watching you. Don't vote for that. There'll be a whole bunch of people that won't be voting for you. And they get nervous. Some of these guys get nervous and go, uh-oh. And they'll actually vote the way the people are calling them and whatnot, because they keep track of that. And again, if you belong to an association, teachers, fire, police, Teamsters, whatever, you need to tell them that, because then they go, uh-oh. They start counting up the votes of the union members, right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right. And something that Judy was talking about, you know, what's going to happen with this infrastructure bill. Well, for one thing, Joe Biden's political clout and cachet has been diminished greatly because of this catastrophe.
That's right.
And it's probably no, you know, it's not going to be lost on these senators. And if they hear in the wind that people are not happy with this, they're going to feel like they have more political cover to be able to go against Joe Biden in some way, shape, or form, or simply to say, look, we got to get a better deal on this. But make no mistake, the Biden administration will try to change the subject back to this kind of bill simply because they want to get out from under all of the criticism about Afghanistan, which is not going to end anytime soon.
Well, Biden's favorability is down to 45%, and his negatives are at 54%. He's underwater by 9%. Kamala's favorability is at 43%, and her negativity is up at 55%. She's underwater by 12%. So, consequently, this is going to be a big deal, and you are right. So hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along in the overnight hours. And this is another great day in the morning. I'll tell you what, 81 degrees right here in Tampa. I'm sitting right here in the airport, and that's what it is where I'm at. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Go on over there and take advantage of what's on the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, there will be, when you get to the website, the MyPillow.com website, there will be a special banner that says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, and it's going to take you to all the specials they got. Now, right now, the hot thing that they're pushing is the Giza sheets, and they are 50% off. So you can order those. You get the pillowcases. You get the sheets. If you haven't got the pillow, you order the pillow, and boy, you'll be standing in high cotton. I'll tell you that right now. Now, you use the promo code CAPTAIN because you have to have a promo code to buy anything there. And then if you want to talk to them on the telephone, their phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Go over there and order those geese sheets. You're really going to like it. They're really, really, really special. Kyle, did you get yours yet?
Well, they're on my list here, Captain, and of course I love my pillow. But what's really cool about these Giza sheets is, you know, they're kind of exotic, you know, as Mike Lindell says on his commercials, you know, that comes from the cotton that's only grown in the region between the Sahara Desert and the Mediterranean Sea and the Nile River. So that's pretty cool in and of itself. Yeah.
Now, Mark Levin has come out and made an interesting statement about Joe Biden. He says a leader would tell the Taliban, you're going to give us our people or we're going to crush you. Biden hasn't said a word.
Well, of course not, because he's, you know, is he intimidated by this, or is he just clueless and out to lunch? I mean, no matter what
all
it is,
the, all
bad.
Of the above, all
yeah,
of the above,
exactly. No matter what it is, it's bad. It's bad for everything. But yeah, what Mark Levin is talking about. Well, of course. I mean, let's just think for a second. What would Ronald Reagan have said to the Taliban in this kind of situation? Number one, I know he wouldn't be in that situation with Reagan, for example, but what would he have said? He would say this exact thing. He would say, we're getting our people out, and if you do anything, there's going to be a really, really bad day for the Taliban. And you could pick any other presidents that might have similar kinds of things. And especially our last president, Donald Trump, would have made it clear, and I think he did make it clear, didn't he, captains of the Taliban and the other fighters in Afghanistan, look, if you hurt one American soldier, there's going to be hell to pay, basically.
Sure.
And so those mean things, those kinds of statements carry weight. And what are they seeing now with President Biden? It pains me to say, I hate to say it, but they're seeing a weak American president who will not back up what he says. And it's not just in Kabul, which is now, by the way, did you know this, Captain, right? They've changed the name of Afghanistan. It is now called the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. That's right. They've changed it now. That's the official name. And then also, but not only in Kabul, but in Beijing and in Moscow, they are looking at this whole situation and the American president, and they're saying, boy, oh boy, I think we can get away with anything at this point. That's
yeah.
a bad thing for planet Earth.
Now, MSNBC's Joy Reid is at it again. She once again compared Christians to the Taliban.
Can you give me a break? Give me a break.
Well, the woman is ignorant.
No kidding.
Yep. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Okay. As far as Afghanistan goes, I think we have to retake that Bagram Airport and get out of the center of that city. And the other thing is, do we have any aircraft carriers in that region? Because we have to bring some reasonable air power in.
We never know where the aircraft carriers are, but it would be fair to assume when we've got F-18s in the air that they're coming off an aircraft carrier somewhere not very far away.
Yeah. I'm thinking that we need something on the order of, like a helicopter gunships and the KC-130 gunships, that type of thing.
Yeah, they've got several in the region, six of them, I was told.
Yeah, and maybe even the Reaper drone where we can use Hellfire missiles to take out, equipment on the ground. But we just need to clear some of that stuff out. It's just as simple as that. Because when you're dealing with essentially a medieval type thing, they're just they're just playing a whole different set of rules. You know, they're just not not civilized.
They don't have
you
rules.
Treat them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to treat them as such.
Yeah,
that's all.
All right. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay, what do you think, Kyle?
They're definitely, it's medieval. This is 1,000 years behind anybody else, it seems, at this point. And I would like to revisit one quick thing, Captain, you mentioned about Joyless Reid over at MSNBC. Certainly the claim that Christians are like the Taliban is obviously preposterous. Anybody who knows anything about Christianity would know that. But here's the thing, though. The Taliban themselves are really an ultimate expression, let's say, of what we might call wokeness, only because you have a group now that will tell everybody what to think, what to wear, what to do, what they can say, what they can't say, and on it goes. And so, she wants to start pointing fingers at groups who just don't want you to ever be able to express yourself or have any discussion about anything at all. Well, that's the Taliban itself.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the CDC for a minute. They have not tracked the comorbidity of the 361 children 17 and under who have died of COVID. I find it rather odd.
It is odd because, again, as long as we're following science, and science, the scientific method means you have to be able to correlate information, you have to be able to reach conclusions based on the information that you have, and if you exclude information so that you get to different conclusions, let's say, well, that's not doing science, that's just more politics.
Now, the State Department insists that the U.S. coordinated the Afghan withdrawal with our NATO allies. That's not true, or we wouldn't have heard from the United Kingdom the way we did.
No, that's why I'm sorry. That's why I'm laughing. It just that is ridiculous on its face.
Yeah. Yeah, and then General Milley yesterday and Secretary of Defense Austin referred to the fully armed F-18 planes that are on standby amid the Kabul airport chaos, and some of them have been flying combat missions at high altitude across the skies of Afghanistan.
Well, that's what we're hearing exactly. My question would be, well, what are they going to do? I mean, they can't do anything, I think, without the express orders from the president. I don't think that that's going to be coming down the pike anytime soon. But hopefully, Captain, because of the rules of engagement and so forth, if our people are fired upon, then it would be a natural, the next natural thing to happen is to have those F-18s come in, let's say.
Yeah, that's the plan. I know. I do believe that. All right. Home construction, which is something you know a little bit about, has slumped as the supply constraints weigh heavily upon the production, and some of the lumber is still in short supply, right?
Yes, exactly, and that may start to even out a little bit as the construction slows down a little bit. You still have, at least in my area of California, you still have skyrocketing home prices. You've also got some things showing through now with people beginning to realize what inflation is all about in terms of what it means for their resources moving forward, certainly builders, for example. What we're going to be seeing, though, I think, is, it'll slow down, at least in the construction, it is just, it's interesting to watch this happen. But it's not something that I think is going to be long lived, only because we're going to begin to hit that inflation wave.
Now, facts matter, and as of August the 18th, the last $83 billion spent by the government of Afghanistan on the Afghan army ended up in the Taliban hands, namely ammunition, drones, guns, helicopters, and rockets, and we're starting to see them on the battlefield now, although they can't fly the helicopters.
Nope, they don't. Not yet.
They were trying it over Kandahar, Bagram, and they had some bad luck. One of them they made a hard landing with. Okay, hold that thought, folks. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. protesters took to the streets in Afghanistan once again to show disapproval for the abrupt Taliban takeover. As President Biden said, troops may be kept there until all Americans are safely evacuated. Officials said that several people involved in the new demonstrations were killed when Taliban fighters opened fire on them in Assadabad. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said that his security team urged him to leave the country before the Taliban found him. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertising.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Armed American Radio, you can hear on many of these same stations come Sunday night, live at 8 p.m. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com. They sell insurance, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, the way you really save a bunch of money is if you take your car or your truck insurance policy. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You toss that all in together with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy, and you'll save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and ask for a rate, quote, and you'll get it. But you'll also get something else. You'll get the name of your agent nearest you, if you want to go talk to the agent, too. And I always suggest that you do that, because if you need a claim, somebody's going to come see you, and nine times out of ten, it'll be the agent of record. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we talked about this last unconquered Afghan province known as Panjshir, which translates to the five lions from Persia. It's never been conquered, either by foreigners, the Taliban,
or the Russians, or even the Afghans. And it remains a totally liberated zone. Now, if the Taliban decides to take on the lone free province, the Islamic extremists are going to be met by armed, fiercely independent forces who, unlike the rest of the country, won't fold up like a cheap lawn chair and allow the evil SOBs to waltz into their province unopposed.
Well, that's right. Now, normally, as you're talking about, the history of this province, you know, goes back, obviously, even before the Soviet Union in terms of it being formidable and a natural sort of fort area, you know, defensible. Certainly the Taliban would have to pay heed to that history under any other circumstances, or any other group might do that. The Taliban, of course, is, you know, could likely not do that, hopefully they will, you know, leave these people alone for the time being. I think they've got a bigger issue that they're dealing with right now. But certainly what could take over in them, Captain, is this notion that no, we must rule the entire Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. And, you know, they may try to do something with this. Time will tell.
Yeah, and I think that if they get enough support, air support, they may try to do something. But as I said, so far, nothing's been able to work.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. No, you're exactly right. But here's the thing, though, too. When you have a big player like China who wants to get their hands on, you know, the $3 trillion or something in rare earth that could be under the ground in Afghanistan, you know, they might give them a lot of support. They might give them advisors. They might give them people that come in and show them how to get that air support going to a great degree. Anything is possible when you have these big stakes involved.
Now, Joe Biden is not doing very well. His popularity numbers and his job approval ratings are dropping. He's down below 50%. He's actually at 45. Kamala is down to 43%. But the magic numbers here that I'm being told are 40%. If either one of them get down to 40% on the high side for their popularity or their job approval, the Democrats are going to start looking very strongly at replacing one or both on this next ticket.
Well, yeah, big time. At some point, Captain, I think you've got a lot of Democrats who realize, you know, they're going to have to find a way to cut their losses here pretty soon. Now, is that going to include perhaps the 25th Amendment? Certainly the interview that we saw with George Stephanopoulos is of a President Biden whose eyes are kind of wide open when he's talking, and
yeah,
he's there's definitely something kind of not going well with him, unfortunately. They may begin to think, and also just sort of some of the incoherent ways he was responding to those questions. Even when asked, it, for example, about the intelligence, that had come to certain conclusions and so forth, he said, well, there was no consensus with the intelligence. But just, what was it, a month or so ago, or in recent times, they had said, look, there's a possibility of this, of the Taliban taking over very quickly. In other words, he constantly has to keep correcting George Stephanopoulos, like, no, you've got it all wrong, and this kind of stuff. Something's going on there.
Well, listen to this about Kamala. 55% of those polled, and these are voters on both sides of the aisle, believe that Kamala Harris is not qualified to be president of the United States.
I don't doubt it.
And as I said, only 43% of likely U.S. voters believe that Harris is qualified to assume the duties of the president. So that is a deficit of 12 percentage points that people have about her, which means they don't think she can do the job.
No, and you know what would have changed that, Captain? At least in some tiny little bit, and that is
the border.
If she would have said, "That's it, I'm the border czar, and I'm going to the border, and I'm going to do this, and here's what I'm doing," and if she would have I don't know, taken some kind of leadership position on that, that would have greatly enhanced her cachet. But, of course, she never did anything like that. And she laughed and laughed, and that was it. And now people are saying, we don't trust you. We don't believe you can do the job.
Now, we heard Joe Biden, the ABC News interview with George Stephanopoulos, say that he had no warning from the State Department or anybody else that things were going south very quickly, that as far as they knew, that everything was proceeding as planned and there was nothing in the monkey works that was going to screw it up. But listen to this report. This is from Newsmax. An internal State Department memo, cable from July, confirmed receipt by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who warned of a swift Taliban takeover, punching a hole in President Joe Biden's claim that he was not warned before last weekend's Taliban insurrection. Now, this is huge.
Oh, this is bigger than huge. This is so bad. This is almost like a smoking gun if you were to have an investigation as to how these decisions were arrived at. And one of these things, this cable, by the way, according to this Newsmax report, right, it was signed by 23 different embassy staffers, was delivered expeditiously, according to their sources. Now, Blinken evidently is supposed to review all these cables and review replies and this kind of thing. He's, after all, he's the Secretary of State, for goodness sake. And so it's inconceivable, Captain, that this was not a known issue among the Biden administration in this decision-making process.
What's going on with Alan Dershowitz?
Well, Alan Dershowitz, you know, he's a good guy. He's definitely a civil libertarian, but he's losing friends, Captain, left and right. He had some kind of run-in with Larry David. Those of you know Larry David, he's a comedian. He was a producer and writer on Seinfeld, of course, for so long. He's also has his own HBO series or something. But he's a very popular, very well-known guy. He says he had a big falling out with him. He said that, this according to Dershowitz, saying that in a Martha's Vineyard grocery store, Larry David was yelling at him uncontrollably. He thought he was going to have a stroke, said Dershowitz. But he's saying that he's losing friends right and left for his stances that he takes and the fact that he helped defend Donald Trump or even, you know, talked about, came to the aid of Donald Trump. This is the Trump derangement syndrome, you know, continues, unfortunately. But for somebody like Alan Dershowitz, he says, well, these are fair weather friends, evidently, but he'll continue on. And one quick thing about this, Captain, he mentions that he used to debate Bill Buckley a lot. He said, and of course,
the conservative,
exactly, from back in the day. And he said, and after that, we'd go get a drink. You know, it's sad to think, Captain, that those kinds of days are gone in the divided world that we live in now.
Mm-hmm. Well, mark my words, President Biden, who is now defending his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Afghanistan, the problem is not that he pulled them out, but rather how he did it. And because it was bungled, it's going to haunt America for a long time. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning report. Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna, Don up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way. We thank them very much for putting that together for us. And we are going to rock again. We're going to rock with some old-time rock and roll that was redone by a modern-day group. And I'm going to tell you what, wait till you hear this. And by the way, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. We'll tell you all about them and give you the weather right after we play a little bit of this. to be Errol Smith and Friends. And Kyle, that song was from back in the day with Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, that's a great great record, great version of that.
Yeah, and they had quite the band. They had the guys and the gals, and I remember they had the female trumpeter that got into it and all that stuff, and away they went. But anyway, you take it away with the weather out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, tonight in southern Wyoming, near Cheyenne and Laramie, also up towards Elk Mountain, this along I-80, of course, you're going to have those high wind warnings that are going on there right now. So with your high-profile vehicle, if you're coming up out of northern Colorado into Cheyenne up through Laramie, be careful out there because it's going to get windy. Over in western Idaho, Boise, along I-90, along I-84, I should say, you've got fire weather watches. But up in northern Idaho, now this would be I-90, that's Coeur d'Alene. We've got flash flood watches there, and that reaches over into parts of eastern Washington tonight. Air quality alert in central California tonight. I'll get it right in a second. And also air quality alert in southern Oregon as well. Looking for maybe a little bit, hopefully, cooler temperatures, but we might, I think, at least in the southern California area, see a little bit of an uptick here pretty soon. That's what's happening out west.
All righty. Well, let me come on over here, first of all, to Kansas. Central part of Kansas, right around just west of Okie City, all the way down, Kansas City, rather, all the way down to Oklahoma City and Tulsa. You got a high heat warning right now, and the temperatures there are going to be in the mid to upper 90s, so good luck with that one. And when we go back over here to the east, most of Kentucky, certainly Louisville and the southern part of Indiana and the southern part of Ohio, Kentucky is in a dense fog advisory, along with the western part of West Virginia, also in that dense fog advisory, and going on up pretty much following the river all the way up to Pittsburgh, and up past Pittsburgh all the way up into Ripley, New York, and Erie, Pennsylvania. You've got dense fog up through there. Now, we do have rain right now in the Virginia area, right along the coastline and over towards the mountains, over towards Charlottesville, and then on up to the Maryland border and over into Maryland and parts of Delaware. There is some pretty good rain coming down right now, and that's coming from Henri, which is a tropical storm, which is starting to close in on the East Coast, namely the New York City area. And it looks like as if this storm stays on the course it's on, our buddy Chris Markowski in Long Island is going to need a boat, Kyle.
Oh, that's, yeah, not good.
Yeah, and there's plenty of rain coming that way, and it's also going to go up there and skip right along the New England coastline all the way up into Nova Scotia by the looks of what I'm looking at here. So that's what we got. And then our friends in New Orleans, Louisiana, down yonder, Cajun country, you got yourself some high heat warnings of your own down there. And it also comes on over towards Mississippi and stops right there on the Alabama line. And it kind of looks like as if we're going to have maybe some rain there today. And if that's the case, everything is saturated there, we might have some flooding conditions there. So that's what we got that we're looking at right now. So the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying the J. Stop on in there and become a member of the Truckers Club. Or if you're an RVer, become a member of the RV Club. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much and everything that he has to say. Okay, now we're going to drift on over here, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the telephone line. That's FoundersCode.com. All right, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
The last unconquered province of Afghanistan, I hope I say this right, Panjshir, is that right?
Close enough.
All right, it translates into the five lions from Persia, which has never been conquered either by foreigners, the Taliban, the Russians, or the Afghans, and remains a liberated zone. That appears to be the headquarters of the Northern Alliance, which is going to...
Which once was mm-hmm. the headquarters of the Northern Alliance, yes.
Yep, and they are going to put together a military force. A lot of people are headed for there right now. It is a natural fort, the way the thing has been made up. And it offers an area for them to operate out of, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's in an interesting location, too. You would think it would be vulnerable, but it's not for whatever reason. Now, the big question is, if our Department of Defense had any kind of talent or skill, I would argue that they would have long ago said to any refugees, any Americans or whatever that are stuck there,
uh-huh.
that that's where they need to go because they can likely be rescued there.
Yep.
But we seem to have some real problems here with our Department of Defense. For obvious reasons.
General Lloyd Austin. Oh, never mind.
Well, I mean, you've got others that are there, too, that have got some long experience with
right.
all of this.
Right.
So, the Brits, they have been running an operation there called Operation Pitting, and they brought in some of their special forces, and they have been running patrols to get British citizens out of Afghanistan.
Right.
And the big question is, how come the United States hasn't been doing that?
Right.
And they were asked that yesterday in a press briefing, and they said that's not what their mission set is.
That's nuts.
Like, what? It is nuts. However, the Brits were able to rescue 200, and it looks like some quantity, the United States and the Brits won't say, but some number inside that 200 were American citizens.
Well, hold that thought, because we're going to come back, we're going to talk more about that, and plenty more is going on there, because I'll tell you what, as long as there's Americans being held in Afghanistan, we're going to be all over it like a fly in molasses, because some of these people, you might know who they are. You'd be surprised. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.